August 4th, Oswald Chambers, my utmost for his highest. The brave comradeship of God. Then he took unto him the 12, Luke 18:31. The bravery of God in trusting us, you say, but he has been unwise to choose me because there is nothing in me. I am not of any value. That is why he chose you. As long as you think there is something in you, he cannot choose you because you have ends of your own to serve. But if you have let him bring you to the end of your self-sufficiency, then he can choose you to go with him to Jerusalem. And that will mean the fulfillment of purposes which he does not discuss with you. We are apt to say that because a man has natural ability, therefore he will make a good Christian. It is not a question of our equipment, but of our poverty, not of what we bring with us, but of what God puts into us. Not a question of natural virtues, of strength, of character, knowledge, and experience. All that is of no avail in this matter. The only thing that avails is that we are taken up into the big compelling of God and made his comrades, 1 Corinthians 1, 26-30. The comradeship of God is made up out of men who know their poverty. He can do nothing with the man who thinks that he is of use to God. As Christians, we are not out for our own cause at all. We are out for the cause of God, which can never be our cause. We do not know what God is after, but we have to maintain our relationship with him whatever happens. We must never allow anything to injure our relationship with God. If it does get injured, we must take time to get it put right. The main thing about Christianity is not the work we do, but the relationship we maintain and the atmosphere produced by that relationship. That is all God asks us to look after, and it is the one thing that is being continually assailed. That's the end of Oswald's message. It seems so simple, so profound, and yet so difficult for us to really believe that God is not looking for us to be doing any form of service. He's not looking for us to be finding our ministry or our calling. Our calling is always, ever, and only a call to intimacy and passion and desire to be in the presence of God and to be one with God as Jesus was one with the Father. Jesus' only prayer for his disciples was that they would be one with the Father as Jesus was one with the Father. The power of Jesus Christ on the planet was not in what he did, but in how he stayed in constant contact, constant connection, constantly intimate with his Father. He allowed the Holy Spirit to speak quietly to him, and he did according to the bidding of the Spirit of God. And he was obedient all the way to the cross, even in light of the fact he knew the pain of the rejection he would experience and the pain of the physical abuse he would experience that day on the cross. God is not interested in people with great natural ability, especially not those who are proud of their natural ability or those who think they can use their natural ability and to in some way enhance the kingdom of God. It is our poverty or our humility or our emptying of ourselves as Christ did, as was spoken of in Colossians, where he emptied himself, that God is looking for. God wants empty vessels so he can fill them with his Spirit, so his Spirit can be poured out over all on the planet. That's why he chose to demonstrate his method through Jesus Christ, his Son, and he is waiting for us to be like his Son in the sense of absolute and abject, humble submission to the Spirit of God. Let go of yourself and your abilities and your desire to serve God and simply change your focus to one of absolute affection for God. And you'll be amazed at the blessings that come your way and the glory that goes God's way. He must increase, and I must decrease, as was said by the great John the Baptist. He must increase, and I must decrease, will be the means for every Christian to come to the place of intimacy with God.